It's day 24 of No Nut November. Let me be super real with everyone. I did not want to record today. Not at all. Super not in the mood at all. But one thing I am is a fucking stubborn son of a bitch. And I will persist. today's audio, I was thinking of having maybe a setting in the doctor's office. I don't think I have done any type of audio with a medical setting. Yeah, I don't think I have. So I'm like totally out of it too. but yeah, I'm gonna give it a whirl and let me know what you think. But I fucking did it. Oh, I was getting ready to type out the post today. Day 24 of NNN. Sorry guys, I couldn't make it to record today, and I was gonna like apologize. I'm like, no, stop it. And I did. I stopped myself and I decided to record instead. And all right, let's get into it. So we're in a doctor's office setting. I'm gonna do total improvise. All right, so you're walking in and you sat down. You already met with the nurse who like took your blood pressure and like oxygen levels and all that stuff. And now you're waiting to see the doctor. And the reason that you are at the doctor is because you have a persistent boner. And then you got some blue balls because you have been participating in No Nut November. And you were frightened at the state of your cock. You have a raging boner that will not go away. Okay, so let's take it from the top. Oh fuck. Hi, how are you today? I was looking over your chart and looks like everything's normal, except you seem to be in, let's just say, a constant state of arousal, or you have an erection that has not gone down. And how many hours have you been erect for? Okay. Oh, that is quite a long time. And are you feeling dizzy? Any vomiting? Okay. That's good. And then, this may have been an obvious solution, but have you tried masturbation to relieve the boner? Or I shouldn't call it boner. Okay, erection. There we go. Okay, and still your erection was persistent. Okay. Have I heard of this before? You know, there's been a couple instances of this. I have to ask. Are you participating in No Nut November? Okay. Yeah, that's making sense now. Yes. Okay. So, with this type of denial or abstinence, I can lead to these. The doctors actually have a little bit of a nickname for it. So, this type of perpetual erection we call it petrified wood. It's not in the medical books. But yeah, it's something that can occur with a prolonged abstinence or denial. Are you excreting any pre-ejaculate at all? Okay, you are. That's a good sign. Sir, I think to help you, which is what I'm here to do, we need to relieve you of the pressure that's built up from abstaining from ejaculating for so long. It is a procedure. We do it in office. Actually, we can do it right now. But I will need your consent. What it will be is, I will, I guess, essentially be giving you a hand job, and you will ejaculate, and we'll try to get as much sperm as we can out of those blue balls, okay? Is that going to be okay with you? I think we've gone on long enough. Yeah, it's a good idea. I'm really glad you came in today. And okay, let me get what I need here. Okay, go ahead and hop up on the exam table there. Yep. Make yourself comfortable. If you could please unzip your pants and pull them down as far as you can. Also your underwear. Yep. It's no, this is totally fine. I am not uncomfortable at all. I've done a few of these this month. Yeah. Same situation as you with the petrified wood. So yeah. And you know what? The procedure was a success. Each of my patients walked out with no longer having symptoms. But I'm probably breaking some HIPAA violations right now by telling you that. So I'm going to stop. So let's get started. Are you relaxed? Are you feeling comfortable? Okay. Do you want to drink a water before we get started? You just want me to get to it? Okay. So this is day 24 of your No Nut November. You lasted longer than the others. Yeah, I'm going to put some lube on your penis first, just to kind of get a nice frictionless rub so we can do this as quickly as possible. Does that feel okay? Now, I don't want you to edge at all. I want you to just come, or I guess ejaculate, please. That's the correct term. And so you've been edging the entire time during this challenge? Okay. Yeah, that's definitely going to contribute to this hard erection that won't go down. Does that feel good? Yeah. I must say you have a really, really nice cock. No, I don't tell that to my other patients. That wouldn't be very professional. Oh, yeah, I'm usually stay very professional. But it's a bit challenging when you have such a perfect cock. No, I was just talking to myself. No, I said that. Fuck. I said that you have a perfect cock. Yeah, you do. And I really want to see you come. Oh, fuck. Oh. You like when I rub the tip like that? Yeah. What else do you like? I'm gonna grab your balls too, okay? Is that a tight enough grip? Good. I think you're gonna be able to come for me. Oh, you like spit? Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I think in just a few minutes, you'll be able to get out of here. If feeling like a whole new person. Yeah. I'm sure you have big plans for the week. Yeah, you like that? You like what I spit on your cock? So dirty, isn't it? You're in the doctor's office and your doctor's giving you a hand job. I love watching that spit drip over the tip like that. Fuck. Let's get a little bit more lube. Okay, was that cold? Oh, I'm sorry. We'll get it warmed up. Oh, how's that? Okay. Now in a little bit, I want you to come for me because I have another patient coming in. And we need to quickly finish up this appointment. Oh. You ready to come? Yeah, do you mind if I take a sample of this? It's okay, good. I would like to study your sperm and the effects of prolonged abstinence. Oh, yeah, I'm really squeezing and milking this cock now. Oh, you gonna come? Yeah, I want you to come in the cup for me. Ready? Yeah, come. Oh, perfect. Oh, fuck. Look how much cum you made for me. This will be a perfect sample. Thank you. Oh, you did excellent. Yeah, you were very calm, and it already appears that your erection has gone down. We'll just leave it alone so that it stays down. But no, good work. Hopefully I don't see you again here next year. But you know, if you do have the same issue, I would be more than happy to help you out. All right, well, you have a great rest of your day. Take care.